end.
Top skank, Scotty spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls, it's not just this same old show on your radio.
Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday 11 a.m. till noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Time for another boss takeover.
Heyo.
Let's get some lights.
Grumble.
There we go.
See, you took off the sunglasses, then you turned on the super bright lights.
Sweet.
We're back for another edition of the boss takeover here on the Scenic Drive. Starting off with a little Derek Morgan, right?
Crab Records, 1969, I think.
It's
1969.
Wooey. Hey, welcome back. Had a great time a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And here on the show and at the Boss Takeover at the Biltmore.
That was a fantastic Monday.
Yeah, it's a monthly at the Biltmore. Check the listings. The next one is Monday, February 10th. No,
10th.
Yeah, 10th. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
It's a holiday. So you got all day to prepare and can get all nice stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Family day.
Family day.
You can spend the day with your family and then leave them at home and come out and listen to some wicked reggae.
Or bring your family if your family likes to party.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, leave the kids at home, 19 plus. Sorry, freshman.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monday, February 10th, presented by the East Van Soul Club. And then also Friday, February 14th, that's the Valentine's.
Yeah, East Van Soul
we
Club.
We got the big old East Van Soul Club Biltmore party. Friday night, it's going to be nuts. We've got, it's always kind of nuts, but this is Valentine's Day and there's nothing more romantic than good soul music. And we've got a special promotion with our friends at the Cascade Restaurant Group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We, like, that's a bunch of restaurants up and down Main Union, Charlie's Little Italian, the Cascade Room, and El Camino's up about 17th. Yeah, stretching up and down Main. Go there, have a date, dinner for two, bring your receipt, just come party with us. Get in for free. Why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Get romanticized. Be a real good time.
That's a busy night.
Yeah.
Busy night.
Yeah. So, Boss Taker coming up. We started doing sort of like theme nights where, you know, we just played Derek Morgan and we did
a Desmond Decker one quite a few months ago. Yeah.
We did a Derek Morgan sort of tribute focusing on his stuff because he made a lot of great jams. Same with Desmond Decker. Everybody loves the Desmond Decker. Then we started doing themes on various subjects like Boss Takeover on the Moon. And now we're trying out label focuses. So we've got one about the Downtown label, which is basically run by a guy named Dandy Livingston, who a lot of people may or may not know, wrote and recorded the original version of A Message to You, Rudy. Everybody knows the Specials version, but 67, Dandy made an amazing, like, late ska, mid-rock steady cut. And so, yeah, we're going to be playing a lot of jams off the Downtown label.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's going to be super, super great.
A lot of surprises. I had such a good time the last one. Just some great, great killer tunes. You know, and then the next morning I'm like, oh, what was that one? I remember talking to you guys. What was that one? What was that one? What was that one? That's awesome.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, there was one that had a kind of a Tide Is High feel to it.
Yep. I remember you bugging out over that cut, so I brought it today. So we will be playing it within
later.
The hour.
Okay.
For sure. That was a song called Soul Call by the Soul Rhythms, which you will hear a little bit later. Almost like a Spanish-y plaintive trumpet lead on it. Instrumental cut that moves real, real nice.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, how you doing over there?
I'm fine. I don't know why this isn't working.
Okay.
Hey, Corey. I can play this song.
Let's play this song and we'll figure it out.
We can figure it out.
Okay. By all means, what do we got coming at us, Corey?
Woman of Grumble.
Woman of Grumble by Mr. Owen Gray on the Camel. Let's do this.
Thank you. CEO them one don't have your man as far. People dressed in black, hear how them one don't have your man as far. Morning for long shot. Morning for long shot. It was in the first race, long shot just couldn't stand the pace. Four furlongs out, long shot just couldn't stand the pace. Morning for long shot. Morning for long shot. Long shot, long shot, long shot, kicky bucket. Long shot, long shot, long shot, kicky bucket. People dressed in black, hear how they mourn down a common as far. Long shot for long shot, long shot. Mourning for long shot, long shot. It was in the first race, long shot just couldn't stand the pace. Four furlongs out, long shot just couldn't stand the pace. Long shot kick the bucket. Long shot kick the bucket. Long shot kick the bucket. Long shot kick the bucket.
Talkie talkie time.
We talkie talkie. Can you hear me?
I don't know. I will hear you right now.
Oh, there we go.
Magic.
Magical.
Magic. How's it going, Corey?
I'm doing all right. Making it through.
Yeah. A little hungover from the weekend?
Yeah, this weekend was pretty rough. I've actually made a point to take it down a notch. laughing at me.
Yeah,
starting. He doesn't think it's ever going to happen.
Starting when?
I don't know. Starting tomorrow. Starting tonight. Tonight is the first night of taking it down. 8 notches.
All the notches.
All of the notches. No more notches exist. I did some bads this weekend.
Oh, you foolish fool.
No, not those kind of bads.
You foolish fool.
But
calling you foolish fool.
I am a foolish fool.
Ian Smith and the
Inner Mind.
Inner Mind. What an insane name.
A very strange name, yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like some white man psych band.
It does sound very psychy.
Something with funk in it, maybe.
Possibly just like a bunch of drugs.
Just lots of drugs.
Fool-ass white man drugs.
Can I say fool-ass white man
drugs? Let's say fool-ass white man drugs. Actually, it is officially Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Sorry.
And we are playing a lot of Black History right here today.
Yes.
And Ian Smith and the Inner Mind is not a white man psych band.
No, it is not.
that track was Devil Woman.
Off the Bullet label.
Bullet.
PAMA.
And what's the Bullet label all about?
It's a PAMA subsidiary, much like Camel and Crab and all them.
Yep. It's late 60s boss reggae kids.
Yeah. Some of the dopest.
Do you think where that's the Bullets got their name from?
I thought that. That's what I originally thought because of that.
Interesting, interesting. We also had Prince of Darkness in there.
Yeah.
Barrel of Long Shot Part 1 off of the Downtown label you were talking about.
That's where we're going at. Yeah.
Dandies.
Prince of Darkness is just another alias of the man Dandy.
Dandy.
Because that dude just did a whole bunch of stuff, and he'd be like, I'm going to release a bunch of records. And put them under different names so people aren't like, oh, just another Dandy record. So he'd sometimes sing, sometimes he'd do DJ Chatter style, and many, many names, and just super great production style. All British, because he was an Englishman, pretty much. And,
yeah, for all intents and purposes.
And so recorded and produced in Britain. Downtown was a Trojan subsidiary.
Yes.
And they gave it to him to start, rocking all his stuff. And it has a really cool vibe across the label, really good production style. Big fan.
Yeah, we were talking about how the posters that we're doing were kind of themed now.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean for that to be the case. I just really love that cover. Because when I do the posters, I usually just take covers of reggae LPs and kind of adapt them, and I always found that cover to be really interesting.
Yeah.
It's got a cover. It's a picture of a girl, this really amazing. We're talking about ambiguously ethnic women.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's definitely an ambiguously ethnic woman on the cover, just drinking a bottle of red wine.
Yeah, and again, that was that compilation. It's entirely downtown
stuff,
and it's from '69. It's called Red Red Wine, hence the name of the
Tony Tribe song.
Yeah, the Tony Tribe song.
Your Ridge.
Well, not so much a Ridge. Neil Diamond.
No, we'll be the Ridge reggae version
in our world. Yes.
In our world. Yeah.
Because most people know the UB40 version.
Yeah,
yeah. And speaking of UB40,
Red Red Wine.
Speaking of Dandy and UB40 and white folks ripping off black folks, sorry guys, and the Downtown label and Dandy doing things under a bunch of different names, here is another cut that UB40 covered on that Labor of Love record.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on the Downtown label, and yet again, it's Dandy under a different name. We got Boy Friday doing Version Girl.
Ooh-cha.
Version with discretion from the top with this backing track. As Bon Lee the Agroman would say, hit me back for days and extra days. Ah, Lawrence would say, ooh, boo, skaboo, Harry J. Young, gifted in black. Ah, it's weird, sad. All right, take 5.
Version girl. Oh, you come. And you go.
Like the morning sun.
Version girl.
So you have your fun.
I just like the morning sun. It's so hard to find a personality
with
the charms like yours.
Ooh wee, ooh wee,
ooh wee,
ooh wee. You always say
bow,
wow, wow, wow,
ah,
but
the fashion girl.
What's your name?
You know.
Mary Sue or Elaine. Don't you know, I want you so. It's so hard to find the personality like the charms like yours for me.
Alright. Take me to the middle, take me to the middle, take me to the bridge, take me to the bridge, as James Brown would say, alright? Bridge. Yeah.
I stood at the corner.
I waited until my shoes healed, they got worn out.
Come along. So my heart would be
satisfied.
So please,
don't say big five. I feel like it tonight.
You're number
one. Yeah, you're so sexy. So nice. Make me feel alright. Oh, virgin girl. Starvation, it's in the nation. Alright. Metals, peeping Tom, all about the farm from. Bundle your man, you again, we see the hungry man is here. Who boos could do Larry to the side? Feel alright.
Yeah, oh, it's your name. Oh, you come and you go.
Like the morning sun, you come and you go.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
And bad times.
That was really sentimental.
That's
what friends are for.
Listening to the Scenic Drive here, it's a Boss Takeover Part 2.
Part 2.
Boss Takeover happens monthly at the Biltmore. And these guys will be spinning the tunes. The next one is February 10th, Family Day. Families are not allowed, only the cool parts, people in the family that are allowed to drink. No?
Like your cool, wacky uncle that gets too drunk at family functions.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That's actually just Johnny.
74-year-old parents who both showed up to the last one.
Oh, man, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's
that
true.
That was a thing. Well, that was definitely
a thing.
Yeah,
he was like, I guess this is happening.
What am I going to do? Hey, whatever. Family day.
Oh, well.
Oh, families. What did we hear there?
What did we hear? Oh, Alaska? Yeah, we had Singer Man from the Kingstonians, legendary Jamaican group. Super, super legit. That was on the Songbird label. It's a Derek Harriott production.
Love that. Love that working on that.
That whole like record that came out on Attack, the Kingstonian Sufferer LP. They did a bunch of jams on a bunch of different like labels when it came to the 45 release. And then, yeah, that Kingstonian Sufferer LP is just, it's like 12 tracks, gold beginning to end. Just so good. Just unapproachable vibe. Best vocals, best rhythms, best like just punch, best everything. It's one of my favorite like full-length jams that you're ever going to find.
Killer.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it on that downtown train. Another dandy cut.
Yeah.
And just like all about this like mid-tempo swagger. I love this dude.
Perseverance will
007, licensed to kill. I am the lady killer.
Yeah! name is Bond, James Bond, 007, licensed to kill. I am the lady killer.
Heyo.
What up, what up?
We're just chatting Ska. That was a good track there. A lot of movie references.
Like all my favorite things in one cut.
Oh, it's the three things Johnny Grayson loves more than
spaghetti westerns, James Bond,
and reggae music.
And reggae music.
It's like Johnny Grayson 45. Cut.
Yeah, it's so good. That Dollars and Bonds, Lloyd Chalmers is what it was on the Bullet label.
Except I own it.
But yeah, that's the worst part. Actually, that's the only bad part. It's a cut that embodies all my favorite jams, and it's crazy.
She was so mad when I got that one.
Wow. So does this happen often, where one of you has something that the other one really wants?
Yeah, for sure. Like,
Corey, you guys like arm wrestle or something? Like,
I will totally wrestle Corey for records.
He would.
Yeah. I totally would.
Yeah.
Corey has a bunch. He'll manage to scoop some of my favorite, my actual favorite song. Corey has a clean copy. I have a beat down, crappy old Randy's.
Oh, yeah, I do. The Pat Kelly,
If It Don't Work Out. That's actually my favorite song of all time.
I think I brought that.
Oh. It took me a really long time to determine what my favorite song was.
It's
because
incredible.
I've been collecting records for 25 years.
Lyrically speaking, that song cuts to the core of me. It's the perfect jam.
It's a cover, sort of Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye by the Casinos.
Yeah.
And it's been done a few times. Slim Smith does a version, which I don't think is as good.
No.
Because it's saxophone instead of organ on that lead. And Pat Kelly just kills it so hard.
He's probably my favorite reggae artist.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for sure.
The Sam Cooke of reggae.
Absolutely. Half Sam Cooke, half Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So good. What do we have before that? A little Rico instrumental?
Oh, Rico, Jumping the Gun.
That's the flip to that long
shot. Kick the Bucket.
But it's a weird European pressing of the picture sleeve, which is
Fontana.
Fontana sleeves for those Fontana pressings. Thank you, Chairman's. And before that, we dropped Night Doctor from the Upsetters. One of my most favorite things in the whole world is a really chugging organ instrumental.
Oh, God.
And it's cuts like that made me get that Upsetter tattoo I have, because goddamn.
He also had an Upsetter Lambretta for a while.
Yeah, the Upsetter Lambretta, funny-ish.
Where is that these days?
I think Mike Lacasse ended up with it, I think. Shout out to Mike Lacasse if you're listening. What's up?
He does listen.
My boy Goose actually bought that Lambretta from me. I got the tattoo in the same week that he did the paint job on it, unbeknownst to each other.
Coincidentally. Oh.
Look at that shit.
And he just showed up at the Astoria back when I worked there, and he's like, yo, I painted up. And it's like, you painted up like an Upsetter 45, like this on my arm.
Like my tattoo that I just recently
got. So yeah, I sold him the bike, he painted it, then he got broke, sold it back to me, and then I sold it to a guy who sold it to Mike Lacasse.
And then he got a black
because I need to get a stupid, crazy, fast, whatever. Lambrettas, man.
So Mike may have it.
Shouts out to people with problems
with buying scooters.
Yeah, shouts out. Maybe we'll see him at the 30th anniversary of the scooter rally this year.
Victoria's
turning 30. May long
weekend.
Do you
still have yours?
It's on the island, getting worked
on.
The
rat bike?
No, you fixed it up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's still my bike, ambulance. So no matter how much it's cleaned up, it's still going to be a little ratty, but it's...
Did you win, year after year, best rat bike?
Yeah, I had to get a new shelf for some trophies. Yeah.
Those scooters are so dumb.
Yeah. I should mention, there's some shows coming up tomorrow night, Tuesday, the... What's the date today? The 4th. Kyle Fury and the Mean Threes. That's Kyle from Los Ferios. That's his three-piece band is playing with some openers. Space Chimp is opening, and Chris Grigor from Heads Hang Heavy. That's tomorrow night at the Railway Club. That's, again, Tuesday, May. Sorry, May. Tuesday, Jan. No, we're in February.
February.
Wow.
Oh,
I thought I was broken brain guy.
Yeah, February 4th. the Planet Smashers are coming up soon. Well, not very soon. April 17th. Lots of notice. It's playing at the Rickshaw Theater with Los Kung Fu Monkeys.
Oh, man. Tijuana ska band from back in the day.
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, yeah. They're like this TJ band. I saw them open up for Voodoo Glow Skulls way back. Dude, I loved Voodoo Glow Skulls back in the day. No joke.
Yeah. Listen to a really heavy, hard Mexican version of Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Mad Caddies are coming back from Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the... Where are you from? Where did you live?
I lived all over California, but I made my stead in Sacramento.
Made his bones up there in Sacto.
Anyway, Mad Caddies. with Ill Scarlet and Los Furios on February 12th.
Ill Scarlet are playing that show?
Yeah, remember that from Ontario?
Oh, I remember that band.
I had them on the show here.
This is all dredging up my embarrassing past. No, it's not embarrassing.
Anyway.
Oh, Youngblood. Own it.
I do own it.
Yeah.
Rep it hard. Yeah. We've talked about your ska past. You've been in many bands. Many. Still are in some bands, but many ska oriented bands.
Of course.
In your youth.
We don't speak that band's name. I had long hair and a beard. No one knew it was me.
When I saw that ID card, my son, I damn near busted my pants in a bad way. It was, oh my damn! Like you were chubby too. You were chubby too.
Okay, cool. What do you just like shit on Corey Day?
Whatever, man. Like one of my favorite things in terrible films is the makeover scene, and you got that in real life.
What is it? She's all that.
She's
all that in myself.
Hey yo, yeah, you Princess Diaried, man. You Princess Diaried.
What's another one? That's not that thing you do. Something else. There's another movie that they do that.
10 Things I Hate About You?
You go. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Sure, why not? I don't know.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. The next time you guys come, we'll do a teen switch up theme show, maybe.
Oh, yeah. For sure, dude. Yeah. I'm so into that. But back to the reggae. Okay.
Did we get everything that we played? Then we had the Upsetters.
Yeah.
And then Sprong and the Naya
Shuffle. Oh, yeah. That's a weird one. That's the flip to a version of. A reggae cover of Sam Cooke's Twisting the Night Away is the other side, which is called Moonwalk, because, hey, let's just change it to Moonwalk.
Yeah, you guys played that a few weeks ago. That was great. Sure. Killer. Killer track.
But we're going to get back on the downtown train. We're going to do a Tony Tribe cut that is not his biggest one.
This song rules.
This one, for some, like, listen to it and think at the very beginning, think Wu-Tang.
Each night
Well, just about out of time here. Thanks again for coming down. If you want to hear some great tunes like this, once a month down at the Biltmore, it's Boss Takeover, the next one.
Boss Takeover is
Monday, February 10th. Monday, February 10th, which is Family Day. Come on down to the Biltmore.
Yeah, it's a long weekend. You don't really have a good excuse.
No, well, you totally have a good excuse to not come because you had to work on Tuesday if you're one of those types.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Suckers. Cool. Sorry.
So that was Lester Sterling, Stranger Cole.
Bangarang.
Yeah. And before that, Soul Rhythms. God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Shout out to Flintoff for that one.
Shout out to Mr. Mikey Flint. Hype Man Flint.
Yeah, Hype Man Flint for reals, though.
Cool.
And we're just about to close it out. So, yeah, like we say, we're doing like a downtown focused tribute on this Boss Takeover coming up, playing jams off the Downtown label, and odds are this is probably the biggest hit from that stable. Dandy produced it, Tony Tribe sang it, and you know this song. It's Red Red Wine.
This is the jam.
Red